I think that's plenty of time. Yes. And we can always come back for another one.
Oh, I love that. Well, I just wanted to say welcome everyone to the Entrepreneur Show. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney, and I will be your host today. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Lisa Beyer of the Beyer Group. And Lisa is this one of this year's Golden Mouse Award honorees for social public relations. And our event is taking place in October. And at the end, I'll tell you all about that. So I love what you do, Lisa. So please tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Sure. So my company is called the Beyer Group. And what the Beyer Group does is we're mostly consulting and dedicated also to educating business professionals on how to integrate public relations with social media and also search marketing. So it's been definitely an educational process and a learning curve for everybody in business, because so much has changed in the past 10 years when it comes to digital media and internet marketing and how public relations is actually done today compared to even 5 years ago. So because of this learning curve, I really dedicate a pretty big portion of my services to just educating the business professional on the advantages of using search and social media.
So I just love the phrase social public relations. In fact, when I first met you, that's what the first time I'd heard it. So tell us, what exactly does that mean? And did you coin that phrase?
Well, I would love to say I coined the phrase, but I don't think I actually did. But definitely the two go together kind of like peanut butter and jelly, right? So you can't really do public relations in today's business world without using social media. So social media is PR, PR is social media. Yes, social media is many times part of the marketing department, but we're definitely in a movement away from where everybody's working in separate departments. Marketing's here, public relations is here, social media is here, internet marketing is here. I mean, ideally, we want to all be working together for the same goal because there's so much overlap.
You know, and I was... Christina Rowe and I were having that conversation the other day about the fact that there is so much overlap and you have to work together. I mean, the sales years ago, sales and marketing worked separate. And today they not only work together, they work with research and development, they product development and everything. Because if you don't work together and you don't know what the other hand is doing, how can you create an integrated campaign and, you know, all those buzzwords that you hear? So I just think that you're right. I think since we've gone social, we've really been able to integrate things more. And I think that that's one of the challenges some people have. I know that the Beyer Group helps companies and individuals build their audience and measure results. And I think the biggest concern these days is just how to do that. So how do you measure results, especially when it comes to social public relations?
That's a great question. And that's been kind of the million-dollar question in public relations for forever. It's you know, it used to be extremely challenging, even more challenging than it is today to measure public relations, because we had those things, the clipping books where we would, you know, rip out, and that was success once we got a story in a magazine. But today, in public relations and also just in social media, actually a report just came out by Simply Measured that stated that the biggest challenge in social media is measuring results and also matching up the results to the business objectives. So is the business outcome matching the public relations outcome? And the way that I recommend measuring, it's easier than it's ever been, but it's not perfect by any means. And we have all these different ways that we can measure. And sometimes if you're a CEO and you're in senior management, and you're relying on these numbers, it's easy to kind of your eyes glaze over, because everything eventually sounds the same and sounds good. You can position anything to sound good. So I always recommend using Google Analytics or something similar, and use some sort of a hard measurement. I like to always measure, if it's possible, things like website referral traffic from social media and from public relations, or email signup, something that's a hardcore measurement versus something softer where it's impressions, or, you know, you're relying on kind of third party data that isn't exactly matching up to your analytics. So I would just pick two or three ways to measure, whether it be Google Analytics, or maybe it's Facebook Insights, if that's the good match for your business. Every business is a little bit different. It might be YouTube channel views, if you know, depending on the type of business that you're in. So really picking just one or two ways to measure that everybody agrees on, and use those as benchmarks, start a benchmark, and then set KPIs, key performance indicators on what you're going to call success and go from there.
Yeah, because it's a lot more than just a like or a clap or applause. And by the way, thank you for all of you who are in the room. Welcome, John. We see that you just joined us. It's so true. AIDS kills people, but we really don't need that many on Earth. Okay, interesting. John, another topic for another time. Yeah, but Lisa, absolutely. I think that that's the biggest challenge, like I said, most people make is that they aren't measuring or they don't know how. So I think that those are some really good tips for people.
And it can be challenging for public relations professionals because you might not have access to Google Analytics. So this is something that PR professionals might have to take a course in. Google offers all kinds of free webinars on Google Analytics, and you might have to request it. So it might seem foreign at first for a PR professional to use these types of measurement tools and platforms, but eventually it's gonna, like I said, match up. Ooh, I'm getting an echo. Are you getting an echo?
Yeah, I just got it. Do you?
Me too. Weird.
Just happened.
Okay. Maybe somebody has their sets on or.
Yeah, I've just got one. Let me just see if there's some reason it's doing that. I was trying to like remove someone from the room, and I wonder if that had anything to do with it. Oh, you got a clap. Oh, look at, we both got a clap. Applause. I love applause. Yay.
Okay. Still there.
Oh, gee whiz. I wonder why that's happening. Roy, thank you.
Does anybody have their speakers on?
Well, we're the only two that are here. So it would have to be one of us. And I turned off everything. Well, let's see what we can do. I know we have limited time, and hopefully the sound quality won't be too bad. All right. So here's a couple other questions. So what are some of the ways companies can brand online with digital public relations?
There's a couple different ways. I mean, one of them is to make sure that you use your brand name. Are you hearing that echo? I think it's really bad.
It is. Do you, let me see. Oh, if I leave and come back, I don't know what happens. No, I better not do that. I need refresh. You want me to refresh? Okay, Roy, I'll refresh. Yep. If I refresh, will the recording stay on, Roy? Because Roy's the expert. Okay, Lisa, stay in the room. Let me come right back. Okay, I'm back. Can you hear me? Now I can't hear you, Lisa. Oh, geez. Thank you. Oh, gee whiz. Now you can hear me, Lisa? Yeah, I can't hear you now. So I'm not kicking you out of room. I'm just kicking you out of the seat and come right back. Okay. Just request the open seat, Lisa. Here we go.
Testing 1, 2.
Okay,
3.
Here we go. Better.
Okay.
Is the echo still there, Lisa?
Yeah.
Gee, okay. It's still there. It said, so Roy, she refreshed and it still did that. So,
I can refresh. I didn't refresh actually.
You do it. Go ahead. That's the beauty. You know, we're learning as we go. This is only my third. Yes, she's back. Yeah.
It's still the echo.
It is. We may have to reschedule it. It says it might be the earbuds. Heidi, just mute.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's on my end. I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I just muted myself. Can't hear you. And it's the it. Roy says maybe the headset. I don't know. Try that. Maybe just see if you can speak into me. I don't have a headset on, Roy. I don't even own a headset. I'm on a Mac. Here we go. I'm getting the tech wizard in the room.
Hey, ladies. So I'm going to be audio only, but let me help you here. Okay. So what's happening, Heidi, you're feeding back into your own speaker. So what you need to do is you need to turn the volume down, or if this is a built-in speaker and built-in mic, and you can't separate them, but you'll have to turn the volume down. You were fine before, so something happened, and that's what's feeding back and giving you the echo. So if somebody is echoing in the room, the person who doesn't hear the echo, they're the ones giving the echo, okay? So it's coming from you. Lisa, can we hear you? No. Okay, so Lisa, you'll have to jump back out and jump back in so that we can hear you. Somehow, some way, this is connected to her audio portion. So let's get Lisa speaking at least. And then Heidi, if you can just mute yourself with the little X down at the bottom. You see the little speaker down at the bottom left?
Yes. I know how to mute it. Yes.
Right. And so that should kill it, you know, from the echo while you're not speaking. So if it doesn't, then you'll need to get a headset.
Yeah, when I was with Lisa a moment ago, though, when I muted myself, we could still hear her echo. So I don't think it is my computer. Do you hear me echoing now, Roy?
Yeah, see, if I'm talking and I'm not hearing you. So that's weird because now that means it's not you. So let's see what Lisa, you back?
We can't hear you, Lisa.
Still can't hear her.
No. I think, you know, because we're running out of time, I know Lisa has to be off, and I have so many questions, and it's already 12:20. Lisa, do you want... No, it's not your fault. Would you like to try to reschedule? And we'll just have an open conversation, anybody who'd like to jump in, and I feel bad, but I really want to give you...
Did Heidi freeze up? We still can't hear you. So the audio. So the best thing is to get on a desktop or a laptop when you're the guest or the host, because it makes all the difference in the world. It's not all that stable yet for mobile. And it's always best if you have earbuds or a headset, because that way you're absolutely.